Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we're so happy you joined us and invite you to tune in every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. But more importantly, we're praying that you are blessed and encouraged by the message the Lord would have me share. And that's true for all of us. And so, as I frequently do, let's begin the broadcast. Let's begin the time that we share in prayer, because it's not only God's Word, beloved, which I am committed to sharing, and sometimes in great depth, not only to show that it's not just my opinion, but to give comprehensive locations, if you will, in the Word of God to see the unity of the Word. And you know, it's quite amazing. You may have a single subject that you're looking at, for example, perhaps in your personal study, but the various scriptures seem to just provide nuances of meaning, shades of understanding that make somehow the very concept, whatever it might be, more understandable. It gives greater insight and revelation. And so that's why, if you're a new listener, I do share a lot of scripture, because as we grow in the Lord, I don't know about you, beloved, but I'm learning to love God's Word more and more. It is His words are life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we know at one point when Pilate asked, he said, what is truth? We know that the Word is answered in John, when he says, not the Gospel of John, I forget what the exact location is, but it says, His Word is truth. And so, if we want to grow in our knowledge of the Lord and understanding of the ways, it's important to love His Word, to spend time in it, to hear good teaching that opens your understanding, to meditate on the things that God shows you in your personal time together, because it's something we need every day. I know our schedules and our commitments, responsibilities are all different, but we must commit, because the enemy will do everything he can to steal that personal time, to have some personal time at the beginning, the end of the day, whenever, however you can arrange it, where you can read the Word and spend time before the Lord. And so, having said that, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming together. And Lord, I thank you. It's not just hearing God's Word. It's not just committing ourselves to study, to hearing the Word, to teaching. But Lord, it's being in your presence that we are transformed. And so, Father, as we join our hearts in prayer, I pray for everyone, Lord, who has so joined their hearts with mine. Lord, that it is your anointing, your presence that changes us. In your presence, Lord, is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And so, Father, in every broadcast, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, this broadcast out goes for miles, for reaches out beyond the states we may be living in, and extends, Lord, through the internet, throughout all the earth. And Father, we pray that the enemy, the god of this world, seeks to dominate the airwaves, but Lord, we thank you that you are using the agencies of modern technology, the internet, the television, radio, that we can, in the name of Jesus, use those very means to proclaim the antidote for the ills of today's world, the gospel of good news, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which never changes. So, Father, We pray right now that your word will transform and change us in our lives. Father, I do thank you that you have given us power and authority over all power of the enemy. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the forces of darkness coming against those who are listening. And Lord, I thank you, whatever the area of battle, whether it's spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, circumstantial, financial, I just thank you, Lord, that your spirit will lift a standard. And Lord, that we will, having done all, we will stand, we will praise you, and having our the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith, quenching every fiery dart the enemy would bring. Father, I thank you. I take authority over unbelief in Jesus' name, and I thank you, the very faith of God. Lord, you are our faith. We are to have the faith of God. And so that's what it says in Mark. And so, Father, I thank you that we can stand victorious because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise God. Well, we are going to be sharing a subject and aspects of a subject that I feel are very important in the times in which we are living. And I'd like to begin by reading some verses out of the sixth chapter of Ephesians, verses 10 through 13. And at this point, Paul is drawing his epistle to a close, and he's summarizing what he, in his opinion, his belief, his thoughts, is critically important. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." He's telling us to be strong. Like the Lord told Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Then he says to do something, be active, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other places, Paul warned Timothy, we're in the end time, perilous times shall come. We are certainly in the end times. We are certainly living in those perilous times. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And beloved, that includes our own flesh and blood, not only our blood family, our own flesh, our own personal person, but we're wrestling against the wiles of the devil, and not even in terms of other people. We have to understand it in a spiritual dimension. It's not just personal animosity. Many times it's a battle of light and darkness, demonic spirits. They knew Jesus, and if somebody walks in, a spirit-filled believer who's filled with the love and the presence and the power of God, those devils know it. And so, beloved, we have to understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, Sister Judith, didn't Jesus defeat the devil? Of course he did. Yes, he did. His victory was absolute and complete. Be of good cheer, I've overcome the world, the Lord said. However, he's under Jesus's feet, he's under our feet, but we see he will not be confined, he will not be bound, he will not be lose his power to influence those who are vulnerable and susceptible until Jesus returns, and then he will be bound for 1,000 years when Jesus begins his millennial reign. And so we wrestle not against these agencies, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're in a battle. And wherefore, in verse 13, it says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. If you're going to stand, if you're going to withstand those forces, you have to take the whole armor of God. And once you've done all that you know to do, all that the word says, we are, having done all, to stand. And so, this is a very important command through all the ages, but especially in the hour in which we're living. And so, I want to talk about now the fruit of the Spirit. And that is mentioned and outlined in Galatians, the fifth chapter. There is a connection, so bear with me. In Galatians, the fifth chapter, verse 22, and the King James says, which is my Bible I use. I do on occasion use other translations, but that has always been the authorized King James, my Bible. And there, the fruit of the Spirit are listed as follows: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, That's the NIV translation is kindness. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now the NIV translates some of these words in this way. Love, joy, peace, instead of long-suffering, they say patience. Gentleness, they just use the word kindness, which is very similar in sense. And in meekness, they say gentleness. In temperance, they use the word self-control. A lot of the newer translations use that. But we can grasp the general sense of what the Lord is telling us, the Holy Spirit, who inspired the original writers of the New Testament, to declare. And so, what we're going to be looking at is, in detail, is the importance of long-suffering or patience, why it's an important part of our spiritual warfare. Patience or long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. And of course, that doesn't mean the others are excluded or not as important, but we're going to spend a few days looking at what is patience or long-suffering, how is it defined, and I'll use those terms interchangeably. Why is it important to acquire it, and what are the rewards of it? We are going to learn how to develop long-suffering or endurance, and sometimes we don't see it as an important part of our spiritual warfare. It's often overlooked. But there is a time after we have done all we know to do that we must stand. Well, my time has flown and I'm just barely developing a foundation for us to go on into the teaching and the study we're going to be looking at the next several days. But I must bring, my time is running away and I have to bring this broadcast to a close. And as I always do, I close with the assurance that I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family, as part of my spiritual family, even though you may never have written. I'm asking God, whatever I pray for myself, I pray for my loved ones, and that includes my UCM partners and my radio family, trusting that if you have a need or being blessed, that the Lord is going to move upon you. You'll note down the contact information, and you'll write and share whatever needs, because there's power in agreement. And so I hope you're able to be with me tomorrow at this same time. If at any time you miss a broadcast or would like to hear, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.